Last night, the quiet little Broadway musical, The Band's Visit, won big at the Tony Awards, taking 10, including Best Musical, Best Original Score for David Yazbek, Best Actor and Actress in a Leading Role in a Musical for Tony Shalhoub and Katrina Lenk, Best Supporting Actor for Ariel Stachel, who spoke of his parents in the audience, his father, an Israeli-born Yemeni.
I have avoided so many events with them because for so many years of my life, I pretended that I was not a Middle Eastern person. And after 9/11, it was very, very difficult for me. And so I concealed and I missed so many special events with them.
Stachel went on to applaud the musical for giving him and others in the cast a chance to embrace their Middle Eastern background. The Band's Visit is about an Egyptian police band that arrives accidentally in the dusty Israeli desert town of Petah Tikva with a B, instead of the vibrant cultural center of Petah Tikva with a P, as Katrina Lenk's cafe owner explains to bandleader Tony Shalhoub.
Where you are, this is not Petah Tikva. Such a city, nobody knows it. Not a fun, not a art, not a culture. This is Petah Tikva with a B.
Last January, we sat down with Katrina Lenk, director David Cromer, and Tony Shalhoub, and started by asking him what this show is really about.
Well, that's such a gigantic question. I think at its heart, it's about hope. And another layer under that is it's about people's ability to forgive either themselves or each other as a first step.
There's a fight that ensues. You're in the middle of a fight between Katrina's character, Dina, and a lover of hers. A very quiet, dignified character that you play, but he just bursts out, "You can forgive."
Yeah, and I think it's a deep lesson that he came to in his own life and didn't take the opportunity or didn't have the understanding to forgive, and that ended very badly. He's learned that if we all could do that, we can sort of salvage our broken lives.
Well, but of course it becomes at a time when there's a much bigger picture. You have Arabs and Israelis together in a town, and some would say, well, forgiveness, that's too simple. Katrina, your thoughts on that, because the characters don't talk about politics ever.
Yeah, it's not about politics. It's about people just being people and having basic human needs, love, food, joy.
Music,
yeah. And music is a big connecting tool, I think, when you don't speak the same language.
But it's interesting that you say the music, because, David, you as the director work around both the music and the book. Never has it been more clear that people could connect through the music and then had a hard time connecting when they didn't have the music.
It's a pretty obvious way for people to talk. Now, when we talk about the politics, the thing that I always think is interesting is there's a moment anytime you confront someone who is an other to you. We might feel tension, we might be mad, but I don't immediately start saying, in 1967, you know what I mean? We don't really do that. So when these characters, very ordinary people in a situation, are confronted with each other, there's a little switch in everyone's head, which is I can either freeze up or just say, we don't serve your kind around here or something, or we just say, you can sit here, you can stay here for a little while. What do people talk about? We talk about food and music.
Love sparks on the upbeat, igniting with a minor 9, resolving to a major 6, then something clicks and everything starts.
We're just saying it's just a way to fill the silence.
It is that very wide door that opens and everybody begins to flow in both directions.
We went to Israel. So many times as actors, you do all kinds of research and read things and imagine, and we didn't have to imagine anymore what it was like to be in this town. We could go and stand there on that sand and feel the wind, and just to get a sense of a place is what a gift. The similarities between all kinds of small towns and all kinds of people who feel stuck or people who are lost really was instantly relatable, and I think is relatable to a lot of people who come to see the show.
Tony, you do have Lebanese background. Both your parents from Lebanon?
Well, my father was from Lebanon. My mother was born here, but her parents were from Lebanon. But I agree that it isn't really just about the Middle East. I got a letter recently from someone, they live in Ireland, about how they related to conflicts there, within their country, in small towns, and how people were hesitant to move into certain other areas, and how beautiful this was to them, and how relatable it was. My parents spoke Arabic, and my grandparents did. My grandfather, when he was a boy, he sang in the choir in Lebanon, in the church, whatever. We would go to visit them. They lived near us. He would be singing these songs in Arabic. Some were hymns, some were not. And it was beautiful and haunting and completely, for us, I grew up in Green Bay, for God's sake. And Yazbek music really evokes all of that.
And your hands just did what your character does as a conductor. You just were moving your hand. No, it was beautiful.
They also taught me to speak with my hands.
Well, it would mean a lot to me if, you know, just that notion of being able to sort of get in touch with your ancestor a little through this character.
Absolutely. And there's so much of this character of Tufik that seems like facets of my own father and my grandfather. He seems like an amalgam of all of these Arab men.
Very, very dignified, very straight-backed, very, in the case of this conductor that you play,
very,
yeah.
Very not forthcoming, frankly, or with a reluctance or an inability to express and verbalize, you know, all of these deep feelings and emotions. I don't gravitate to the musicals, usually. I had to overcome my fear. It was an experience of going way outside my comfort zone. And I'm so glad I did it. To be frank, I'm still nervous every night when I have to sing a cappella.
He has to do one of the hardest things ever at any point, even for anyone who does music theater all the time, which is get a note out of the ether and sing a cappella with no support whatsoever and end on the perfect note. It's like, it's an impossible task for anyone.
Beautiful. In fact, Katrina's character asks, is it a prayer or is it a hymn?
The tune seems sad, but are the words sad? What's he saying? Is he praying? And why does it get to me? Is he lonely? Maybe reaching out.
Katrina Lenk singing one of the showstoppers in the new Broadway hit, The Band's Visit. She has another one, The Breathtaking Omar Sharif, in which this Jewish cafe owner sings about her childhood idols, the Egyptian superstars, actor Omar Sharif, and singer and actress Umm Kulthum.
Sunday morning, Umm Kulthum, her voice would fill our lips.
Had you heard Umm Kulthum?
No, I knew who Omar Sharif was. Similarly, would watch movies with my mom of Omar Sharif. You know, Dr. Zhivago was, he was very dreamy. How did I not know who Umm Kulthum was? Now I'm like, what? How did I miss this phenomenon? Aretha Franklin, Frank Sinatra, Elvis Presley, and Ella Fitzgerald, and Judy Garland all smooshed into one person. And how much meaning she had to the people in that area.
I would imagine you're now sending the audience out every night going to research Umm Kulthum. I mean, most people, most Americans don't know. But that song, I mean, the range of it, the kind of way you have to sing it is almost a speaking. How would you talk about how you approach the song?
A lot of that is just because the song is so soulfully and intelligently written. It starts out small and then kind of gets carried away with itself.
And the music flows in the garden.
And it's also great that, David, you the director, you see on stage people who talk about having a hard time getting cast in Hollywood because they are Middle Eastern and they're the bad guys usually, or the terrorists. And here they are, many of them actual professional musicians, on stage on Broadway.
Osama Farouk, who's our percussionist, who's brilliant, the most dazzling performance in the show, George Aboud. George Aboud is the fiddler, and there's been a lot of talk about young people. We had one at a talk back the other night who really said, it never occurred to me I would hear that kind of music in a show, that I would see people from my culture just being nice people in a story who are looking for a friend or looking for love or looking to get out of the hole they're in. It's an honor and it's kind of scary. You know, you think about that when we first start being able to see stories about gay people or anything where, like any representation where you're anyone who's treated as the other in a culture, I don't want to say it's important, but it's necessary.
Tony, just your thoughts on how the show's being embraced.
Well, there's definitely, I mean, first of all, just so gratifying to play to full houses. And there's a sort of a quietness, a stillness that we sense from the audience, which is very unlike a Broadway musical audience. At the end, where out of this silence comes this explosion of in their response.
I have heard in the from people afterwards, people that live in Israel or are Jewish or have Hebrew culture in their families, that they're like, oh my God, this is, I'm so glad there's a story about us now, especially because of all the political stuff that's happening even here in the States.
On one stage, there's some hope.
This piece feels like, and people have mentioned this to us, that it is just a respite from all of the noise and nonsense that's occurring out there right now. They feel transported to this little desert town, and they kind of don't want to leave it.
Actors Tony Shalhoub and Katrina Lenk, along with director David Cromer, all of whom won Tonys last night, the band's visit won a total of 10. Get tickets. It's here and now.